After more than half a century, Cuba says the economic damages accumulated from the blockade amount to $1,126,000,000,000, citing fines imposed on U.S. and foreign entities for their relations with the country. On Tuesday, delegates at the UN General Assembly met for the 22nd consecutive time to try to garner enough votes to lift the 1960 embargo against Cuba by the United States. In 2012, after a near unanimous vote to end the economic and trade embargo, representatives of member states urged U.S. President Barack Obama to act on the right side of history and described the blockade as crushing, archaic, and punitive. This year, Ethiopia's Deputy Permanent Representative, Ambassador Aman Hassan, spoke on behalf of the Africa Group.
Africa reaffirms its full support for the draft resolution before us on the necessity of the ending of embargo against Cuba. We do so, first of all, because it is right. We do so also because Cuba has a proud history in Africa because of its role in the struggle of Africa for liberation. That role will continue to be remembered by the people of Africa, and the people of Cuba should continue to be proud of this historic contribution.
The 1996 Helms-Burton Act extended the blockade's reach to countries trading with Cuba. The extraterritorial effects have affected the sovereignty of other states and the legitimate interests of entities or persons under their jurisdiction. Mr. Mohammed Adib, India's Honorable Member of Parliament and member of the Indian delegation, called for these laws to be repealed or invalidated.
Despite the repeated calls of the General Assembly, its resolution remains unimplemented in contravention of the world opinion. Such disregard of the collective will of the international community expressed through the United Nations undermines the credibility of these institutions. India strongly supports the categorical rejection by the international community on domestic laws and extraterritorial impact.
The United States has made some efforts to ease sanctions, such as the Trade Sanctions Reform and Export Enhancement Act of 2000, as well as the reduction of travel restrictions and remittances in 2011. Jocelyn Sambura, United Nations.